As we continue our study, amen, on deliverance, let's go to Psalms 37. Psalms 37. Are you ready? Verse number 39 says, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him." So what we're doing is we're doing an acrostic, or we're taking the word deliver, to deliver. And the first one we looked at was the D, was to decide. We used Joel 3:14, multitudes in the valley of decision. The Lord is near in the valley of decision. The E was to exercise our faith. In 1 Timothy 4:8, the Word of God says, "But bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things." Amen. Then we looked at the L was to liberate. To liberate, we use Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Okay? Last week we looked at the I was to instill. We looked at Colossians 3:2, "Set your affections on things above and not things on the earth." Amen? Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. Remember, we're seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Amen. Tonight we're going to look at the V, and the V is to visualize your victory. To visualize your victory. The scripture reference I want to use tonight, because the Lord wants to take us up someplace, is in Proverbs 29. It's a familiar scripture. Verse number 18. He says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, what Solomon is speaking about, is there was false prophets that speaking peace, peace, when there was no peace. The children of Israel were getting ready to go into bondage to Babylon for 70 years. But the prophets were saying everything's cool, and everything's good. And sometimes the prophets of the modern day are telling everybody everything's good, and they're winking at sin, and God is not winking at it. Amen. You know, he said, "All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto good works." I want you to understand something. Through Christ Jesus, we have an open vision of heaven. If we abide in him, and he abides in us, there's a Holy Ghost connection. Amen? And so, where I want to go first, and what I want to speak to you about tonight is, where there is no vision, there was darkness. There was darkness. The darkness. And I want to go to the prophecy in Micah chapter 3. Go with me to Micah chapter 3. Verse number 5. "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Therefore night shall be unto you, that you shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, that you shall not divine. And the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them." In other words, there was no vision during this Babylonian captivity. They were in darkness. Amen? Amen? And what is the God says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, all these things shall be added to you. And the prophets would have said, if my people who are called according to my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. Amen. In other words, what God is saying, as men and women of God, we can't weaken what's wrong. We love the sinner. We don't love the sin. Amen. And we're not saying it's okay, because that makes us a liar and the truth is not in us. Jesus said that you'll know the truth and the truth shall make you free. But if you keep telling everybody it's okay to go the direction you're going and they're going towards hell, amen, you're not helping them get set free. And what the Lord was saying to us is, with the open vision that we have through Christ Jesus, we need to visualize our victory. Amen. And if we see our victory, we can constantly walk towards it and march towards it. Jesus told us the problem in Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, verse 22. Jesus said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen? So the provision has been made for us, and I like what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 13. Romans 13, verse number 11. The apostle says this. He says, in that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So he is saying to us first to visualize our victory. Amen. He says, where there is no vision, there's darkness. Amen. Then he said, where there's no vision, the people perish, which spoke to me about delusion. The destitution. The poverty. The weeping prophet Jeremiah in Lamentations chapter 2. Jeremiah is speaking about what's going to take place. He's weeping because the children of Israel were going to go into bondage for 70 years and things were going to decay and rot. If you have property that you don't take care of for 70 years, there's things that happen to it. All right? I mean, there's some decaying that takes place. And the prophet Jeremiah said this in Jeremiah 2, verse number 9. He said, her gates are sunk into the ground. He have destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the Gentile. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from the Lord. It was a time of darkness because the children didn't follow and obey the Lord. Amen? Come on. When he speaks about this, he also speaks about the perishing. The people shall perish In Ezekiel chapter 7, the prophet Ezekiel, verse number 25. He says, destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and the counsel from the ancients. In other words, they weren't following the word any longer. And the Father says in the last days that we're in, there's many ministers that ain't following the word of God.
That's right.
There ain't no word any longer.
Nope.
It's the opinion of man and not the word of God. So he says, the king shall mourn and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts, will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
Yep,
amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to learn from their experience and not have to go through it myself. Come on. And you say, well, Pastor, that was the Old Testament, and he was speaking to the Jews, and the Jews had were not obeying the law. Look with me in Revelation chapter 3 and see how, let's look at the perverted church. In Revelation chapter 3, we'll look at the church of Laodicea. Verse number 14. The word of God says unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Amen? I believe that God means business. I believe the Lord means what he says, and he says what he means. Amen? So he's talking to us. What is he saying? He wants to visualize our victory, to learn from the experience of the darkness because of the lack of vision. The people perished. They went into destitution. But what does he say? But he that keepeth the law. But he that keepeth the law speaks of the decision. So you and I, as his children of God, we make a decision to perceive. When I have perception, I'm getting a hold of something. It's a light that's going off. Amen. Going back to Exodus chapter 19. Now, wait a minute. Let me go back here again. The law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus. He was the fulfillment of it. Everything God said from Genesis to Revelation, he meant. And it all has pertinence to the day.
Yes, it does.
Amen. We could say that, well, we're covered by the blood of Jesus. That gives me the right to do whatever I want. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. It's the truth in it.
That's right.
Sure is. Amen. Here's what he says to you and I to perceive. Exodus chapter 19, verse number 5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to keep what God says in his word. I want to live my life according to his word.
Amen.
And guess what? I'm his happiest man there is in the word, and that's in the world today. I have joy unspeakable in the fullness of glory. I've got joy that this world cannot give. It comes from the Lord. It comes with the relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All these things that the world has to offer, I don't need any of it. Amen. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would have told me. He's gone to prepare a place for me. If he's going to the prayer place, prepare a place for me, he'll come to get me and you, that where he is, we shall be also. Amen. Why do I go there? Because when lust is conceived, it becomes sin. And when sin is finished, it becomes death.
That's right.
In other words, in this world, we covet things. We want things. And most of the times we want things, what the things that we're thinking that are going to make us happy are really taking us away from the Lord. Because we try to feed something in our heart with things of this world. And then when it's all over, it really didn't do a whole lot. It was just a temporary fix. I don't know about you, but I want an eternal fix. Amen? I don't know about you, but when I used to get high, I got down. And now I get high on Jesus, and I don't get down. Amen. Praise God. So to perform this in James chapter 1, when the Lord was speaking to me about this, I was thanking him for showing me some things. Amen. Amen. Remember, not everything you hear is from the Lord. Remember that in the body, I want to say this because I want you to get a hold of this. In the body, when we heard a word of prophecy, the prophecy in the body isn't necessary from a prophet. But prophecy in the body is to build you up, to encourage you and comfort you. Amen. But these were prophets that were supposed to warn the people. And they didn't warn the people. And the people went into bondage. And I love it. I used to watch Lost in Space, and I like that little robot that went around, warning, 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 warning. Amen. That's probably for a lot of your time. Amen. Dr. Smith. Hallelujah. But in James chapter 1, verse 22, the Word of God says this, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." So that this will to produce in 1 John chapter 3, circle this in your Bible, especially verse 21. Circled in your Bible, especially verse 21. You're probably here. Especially verse 21. "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son, his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us." So what he is saying to us tonight, he says, where there is no vision, there's darkness. The people perish is the destitution. But he that keepeth the law speaks of the decision, the choice we make. Happy is he, is the delight, to delight. And I have in Psalms 128, verse number one, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Amen. So what he is saying to us tonight is, where there's no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. I wrote down this statement, and I want to read this to you. He says, how bare does a place look without Bibles and ministers? And what an easy prey is it to the enemy of the souls? The gospel is an open vision which holds forth Christ, which humbles the sinner and exalts the Savior, which promotes holiness in life and conversation. And these are precious truths to keep the soul alive and prevent it from perishing. Amen. Praise God. Can we all just stand? What is the Lord saying to us? We need to visualize our victory. Amen. Amen. That thing that God's delivering you from. Hallelujah. You're visualizing it. You're seeing it. And you're walking through it and past it, and it's getting behind you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I lift up every man and woman and child in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call that's upon their lives. The call is irrevocable. It does not change. Your word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And that standard was raised on the cross of Calvary when you said, it is finished, it was done, it was complete. Now I thank you, Father God, for victory. I thank you, Father God, for victory over every weapon the enemy has tried to form against your children. They are being loosed from things right now in their minds. Father God, Lord, loosed in their minds, their bodies, their souls, and their spirits in Jesus' name. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory for victory. We see it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. In Jesus' matchless name, we ask these things, and we give you praise for them. We give you glory. We give him honor. Start giving him thanks and giving him praise for what he's delivered you from. Hallelujah. That what he's delivered you from will never come back to you again, because you're visualizing your victory, and your victory does not have defeat. You're an overcomer by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray your super duper blessings upon all your children. Shine on them in a special way, Father God. May you never cease. May we never cease to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen.